This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
All right, let's have some fun here during the 9 o'clock hour. And I want to start it here. I don't know if you saw the Celtics schedule get released, but they didn't do it the traditional way. They did it with a video, which apparently is the hype now in all of sports, is creating a creative video to announce the team's schedule. So what the Celtics did, and I had to have Terp help me with this one when I got in earlier today, was they went to a sandwich shop.
The Corner 3 Deli, right? That's like a skit. Isn't it those guys do like a recurring skit from the guys of the deli?
Like townie guys whatever. And basically one guy was, if you haven't seen it, it's essentially...
It's like 3 minutes long. It's like
Minutes long, and it's these one guy being like, hey, naming teams. Like, hey, how about the Lakers? And this guy saying, oh, this is the type of sandwich that they would have. And for some reason, there's a Mark Wahlberg cameo. Kind of misplay. I ultimately thought it was a really bad video when you're talking about creative or schedule release, anything like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen the video. What do you think about the video, and what do you think about just this apparently new craze and new fad of teams and franchises putting out videos to release their schedule?
It started, well, it didn't start with the NFL. I don't know if it did, but I know that's when I first noticed teams doing it. And it started off like pretty innocently, I guess. You know, some social media guy doing some man-on-the-street stuff. The first one I remember was, and I forget what team it was even for, but they went out on the street with the logos of all the teams that they're
I know which one you're talking
playing.
About, the Titans.
It was the Titans,
They went on Broadway, and they just asked people who aren't sports fans to be like, hey, here's our logo.
What is
here's
this?
The logo. Who is it?
Who is it? And they would guess, based on the picture, what it was. And some of them were really funny. Like, and then whatever they answered, it'd be like, the Cincinnati Falcons, and then they'd show like, they'd make like a fake helmet and say the Cincinnati Falcons, but then they'd show you what it actually was, and then they put the name that they guessed up there, and it was just funny. It was funny. It was well executed. They had like a stinger of the NFL on Fox thing. It was just, it was good. It was well produced. Well, that was really popular. That one became really popular, and then all the teams decided to start doing them professionally and hiring like real, Hollywood people to come in and shoot these things. And this one is not quite that, although Mark Wahlberg is in it, and it does seem as though it was, pretty elaborately produced. And yeah, they got Golden State as peanut butter and jelly or something. I don't know. They got all these different sandwiches for each team. The Lakers are, I don't know. I forget what it was.
The Thunder are like a grilled cheese with spice on it or hot sauce.
One of them was like a goat cheese sandwich with arugula or something. It was probably the Lakers. I don't know. At any rate, you got the point after like the first couple sandwiches, and then it just keeps going and going. You're like, all right, guys, come on. But yeah, I mean, listen, these things are pretty hit or miss. I didn't particularly like this one, but good for these guys. I support content creators getting their stuff out there, and I know these guys have been at it for a while, so good for them for getting the Celtics job. It's just they kind of put them in a tough spot. hey, can you guys make sandwiches about each basketball team? Like, okay, I guess. Really what should have happened is everyone should have ripped off that Titans thing, and then they should have just stopped doing it. You let it go too long, and you start getting too involved and trying to make it into too big of a thing, and suddenly it's not cool, it's not funny anymore. And that's sort of the point, you know? Like, once you start trying too hard to capture that lightning in the bottle and trying to get your own viral funny thing, you know what I mean? It's just that's, then you know that it's the brand, the corporation's getting involved. It's not quite as funny anymore. It's just not the same.
You know what it is? I think it's these franchises or whoever it is that's developing and creating these ideas. They're oversimplifying it. Like, they're looking at celebrity cameos and super fans or whoever. Like, the Titans went viral because it was a simple idea.
Right.
If you just go with simple ideas, then it's good.
Yeah, and I don't know what all the other teams in the league have been doing for their schedule releases. I have no idea. I'm sure they all have their own ideas and a whole team of people testing different things and how it's going to work and all that. The Titans one was just funny. It was well executed. It was well produced. It was simple, and that was that. You're right. It's getting too involved now.
Hadouken! I want to go to a little viral clip that went around. Did you happen to see Michael Penix Jr.'s press conference
yes,
today?
I sure did.
And unfortunately, we don't have anyone on Twitch. But essentially what it was Michael Penix Jr. had a graphic up during it, one of his quotes from his press conference from a local news station. And I'll just say that the X in his last name was changed to an S, which was a really bad spelling error for whoever was behind that graphic.
I think it was probably like an autocorrect situation, if I had to guess. Because if you type Penix into your iPhone, it's going to correct it to penis. It's just that's what's going to happen. You know, like Penix isn't a word. So I don't know. I don't know exactly how this was done. And I'm not going to jump the gun here and say for sure that I know it was an autocorrect and not human error. It absolutely could have been. And even if it was autocorrect, it was human error not to notice it before it went off onto the screen. Okay, so either way, some human screwed up here. But I'm willing to give him at least slightly bit benefit of the doubt. Like when you're trying to swear and it says ducking, you know, like that type of thing. Like it just, it can totally ruin what you're trying to say. It can completely mar up the message. I just can't believe this hasn't happened before, you know, with Penix. Because, I mean, it's right there. It's right there. It's so close. He's so close to being Michael Penix. It's, like, not even funny. But, you know, this is the first time. It was pretty funny. And, you know, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed seeing that. I'm very simple. I have a very juvenile sense of humor. And when I see a guy talking and underneath is him talking, it says Michael Penix. It's just funny. That's just objectively funny.
Wow, your sense of humor, I never would have guessed it with the Dong report.
It's true.
Never would have guessed it at all. Your talk about Denzel Washington kind of gave me an idea. I want to go to the Arcan movie corner.
Okay.
I want to pick your brain about what you've been watching recently on the big screen, maybe even the small screen. What's the TV series that's got you captivated? So I want to zoom into Arcan's movie corner. Tell me about the latest movies, television shows. What in the world of entertainment is going through Christian Arcan's mind?
Okay, so I've been struggling with this lately. I've been struggling trying to find like a new show. I've been told that there's certain shows that I should start watching, and sometimes I get good recommendations, but sometimes I really don't. I could not get into Ted Lasso. I could not get into Severance. You know, these are shows that people told me you gotta watch these shows. They're so good. They're just so great, you know, and I just could not get into them. Those both happen to be Apple TV shows. Maybe it's an Apple TV thing. I don't know. But I've been having a hard time lately. So I started going back to the bread and butter, which is crime documentaries, you know, like murder documentaries, that type of thing. And I started watching this one about these like the Aryan Brotherhood in Texas, and the feds came and attacked them and how they caught them and what they did. And I, for some reason, couldn't make it through that. I wanted him to catch him, but it was too much. It was too much meth. It was too much white power. I was just like, I can't with this. You know, let's get to the end already. Let's just arrest these guys. Why do I have to watch 3 hours of this? And then there was a terrible case about these girls working at like a TCBY or something down in Texas. And it was this murder that went unsolved. And it was just going on and on and on, interviewing all the people and all the different theories. And I don't know, maybe it's the Karen Reed effect, but I just couldn't. I couldn't. I was like, I can't with this. There's too much of this, too much crime. I'm consuming too much crime lately. I got to take a break. I got to take a break with the crime. So now I don't know. I don't really know what's going on. Movies, there's movies I want to see. I want to see Weapons. I want to see Sinners. I want to see both of those movies, but I never watch movies anymore.
You can include trailers. Are there any trailers that have recently come out that you're very excited about?
Oh, actually, there is one, but we're going to talk about it in clickbait, so I'll save that for later. I will say this. I don't play a lot of video games, but I recently purchased a video game for the first time in a long time. You may know these video games, the Mafia games. You know the Mafia games, Joe? There was Mafia 1, Mafia 2, and Mafia 3. This is the new one. It's Mafia the Old Country. And the first three, like, one, you're a gangster in the 20s. The second one, you're in, like, the 50s or the 60s. The third one's in the 70s, like, in New Orleans. And this one is back in Sicily, like, at the turn of the century. And you're out there with the banditos, and you're riding horses down the countryside. And, you know, I haven't made it very far yet, but that's, you know... I get done of work. I go down. Everybody's asleep. I'll play a little Mafia the Old Country. But that's about it. My life is pretty not exciting right now, you know. And I don't have a lot of like downtime to be watching shows and movies by myself. Or even, you know, I get home at weird hours, so it's hard to, you know, do family stuff like that. But if anybody has any recommendations, you got any recommendations for me, Joe? Anything you think I'd like to talk about?
I think if there's a family, I don't know if Georgie's old enough for, like, I've heard a lot of good stuff about the Bad Guys, that animated one. They came out with Bad Guys 2. So that might be like a family thing. I'm not 100% sure. I mean, I recently, a weekend ago, just watched Happy Gilmore 2 on Netflix.
Bad Guys, this is a cartoon. Okay. Yeah. Happy Gilmore. I started that and I fell asleep.
Yeah.
That movie was okay, but it got a little serious. It's like, all right, now this is a movie about alcoholism. Like, you know, like I just got a little, it's supposed to be Happy Gilmore. It's supposed to be funny.
I mean,
and goofy.
It will get a little more silly and ridiculous the further along you get.
Okay.
By the end. So trust me, I recommend it as a good watch.
I like
it.
I thought what I saw was funny, but I admit I didn't see the end. I saw after he made the tournament in the beginning of the tournament, then he falls off the wagon, and that's where that's about where I stopped. But yeah, I'll pick that one back up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Okay, what else?
It's time to go behind the glass for The Producer's Point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
Oh, we got one little thing left to do, Christian Arcan. One little thing left to do.
Let's do it.
Now, I don't know if you remember the first couple of times I did this and I had my Producer's Point. I talked a lot about the Red Sox and how I was skeptic on them. I wasn't too optimistic.
Yes.
I think enough time has passed where I can give my definitive answer on what I really think about the Red Sox. And what I think is, this is a team that needs to make the playoffs. I think there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Okay.
You know, we were talking about it earlier about them falling off like they normally do in the second half of the season, August or whatever. And I still stand by my point that I do think that this team is different. This is a better roster. This is a better rotation. You know, when we were talking about guys picking them up off the scrap heap like Nathaniel Lowe or whoever it is, that's because they had to, because they didn't have the depth.
Right.
You know, if one of, if Toro or Romy Gonzalez start to struggle, you got Christian Campbell down there. He spent enough time in Worcester where you can pick up his production. You don't like what Walker Buehler or Dustin May is doing, you got Richard Fitz down there. You got Cooper Criswell. Hell, you just promoted Peyton Toley if you really want to take the chance on that one. This is a much different organization at this point of the season than compared to last year and 2023 and 2022, where they all collapse. They've got the weapons to make it happen. So what I ultimately am coming to the point is that if they do not make the playoffs, all hell is about to break loose in Red Sox Nation. You are going to get an uproar to the manager, to the general manager, to the owner, or chief baseball, whatever the hell Breslow's title is.
Are you calling for jobs?
I might.
If they miss the play, are you calling for jobs?
I'm calling for jobs here. That okay. If they don't make the playoffs, I know Alex Cora is just going to finish year one of a 3-year extension, but he's going to be on the hot seat. I look at Craig Breslow, the inactivity he did at the deadline. He will be on the hot seat. I know he put all the chips in for Crochet. He also signed Alex Bregman. Granted, last minute, he still got him in there. So jobs are on the line if the Sox do not make the playoffs.
All right, there you go. That is Joe Braverman with the producer's take of the night. Make the playoffs or get out of town. I support that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast